The Jaguars have made a pick in the third round of the 2017 NFL Draft. 68th overall selection, defensive end DeJuan Smoot from the University of Illinois. J.P. Shadrick, Brian Sexton, John Osier. We'll get to Dave Caldwell's reaction coming up. Defensive end is what he's listed. He's played inside some in the Big Ten. Put up some numbers a couple years ago. 8 sacks then. Tackles for loss a year ago, I think 15. A handful of forced fumbles in his career. And a guy that made some plays in Champaign.
Well, Brian, I'm sure you can go in depth on Smoot's career. I'm not going to sit here and pretend to be an expert on DeJuan Smoot. But he's a pass rusher. It's a team that, you know, despite all the moves made on defense, they made a lot of moves on defense. The one thing that they still don't have is a lockdown outside edge rusher. Now, I'm not pretending to say this kid's going to come in immediately and do that, but you're adding at a spot where you still need to get better for this franchise. They have to put pressure on the passer. Tom Coughlin believes in coming in waves in the defensive end. A step toward that. Maybe not huge impact this year, but depth.
I hear he goes by DJ.
Okay.
That is as in-depth as I can get. I watch so little college football. I don't focus on these guys until we get to the out of season, and I don't watch any Illinois. So I really don't know much about him. But when you look at what they've done up front, they have fortified the Malik Jackson, Calais Campbell. You know, they've got some big guys, but you need depth. You need the rotation. And Tom had that at New York with great success. Some prolific pass rushers, but having a rotation is important. I'll say this. Todd Wash identified Yannick Ngakoue a year ago in the third round.
Sure did.
I was standing in the hallway watching him jump up and down like a kid at Christmas last year when he got Ngakoue. My guess is this is one of his guys. And if it's good enough for Todd Wash, it's good enough for me.
Might be an owner guy, too. A little Illinois connection with Shad Khan and Tony Khan. But he's been disruptive. I think if there had been a big-time, no-doubt pass rusher available at 4, I think that would have been very tempting, and they might have gone the other direction away from Fournette. Solomon Thomas didn't drop.
I do not like it.
From that decision. There was really no edge guy up there who was really worth that. This is a huge need area. You can't get everything in the draft, so you're hoping this guy can develop into something you couldn't get yesterday.
Guys, let's go down the hall. Dave Caldwell with a reaction after the pick in the third round.
DeJuan Smoot at University of Illinois, defensive end. Questions?
Right there.
Yeah. Yeah, it was, you know, we obviously have some connections there in Illinois, and they know him well, but he's a good kid. He's a good base end that's got inside pass rush skills and outside pass rush skills, and plays hard, high motor.
He had 8 sacks as a junior, a couple fewer this past year. Did his get blocked differently? Different.
Yeah, I think sometimes, and you guys know this with the college guys, is, you know, once they make their presence felt, you know, their junior year, they draw a lot more attention their senior year, especially within the conference. And he's done that, obviously. And but I think a little bit, you know, he was down in weight this year a little bit. I think they tried to melt him down a little bit. I think he'll gain some weight for us this year.
You saw him at the Senior Bowl. What did he show in Mobile?
Yeah, he did good. You know, from just what we saw in film, a disruptive guy, competitive, aggressive type of guy.
A little bit along sort of the same lines of Ngakoue in terms of being able to.
A little bit different. This guy, he's a little bit more stouter, stronger, run down presence type of guy. Thicker build. You know, he's probably going to play about 265 or so. You know, where Yannick's got, you know, quicker edge speed. This guy can power rush you and collapse the pocket, but he's also can play inside too in passing situations, and you see him do that at University of Illinois.
Essentially backing up Calais?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You feel like every pitch your football team is significantly improved?
I hope so. Yeah. Yeah, I hope so.
Did you target this as your biggest need at this point, or did you just feel like
he was a value guy? Value guy, and, you know, we want to wave that defensive line, so we want to be able to go in there with, you know, 8 guys fresh on a Sunday and be able to play them all equally amounts. And he's a good player, played at a high level of competition, the Big Ten, I think they're still called. And so you guys tell me we have to win the trenches, so that's what we're trying to do.
He was around 260-something at the combine. Where do you want him at?
Well, we'll see when he gets in here and gets a full assessment from Milo. I think he played a little bit heavier than that his junior year, so probably somewhere between there and 270, I would guess.
you didn't touch quarterback in the first three rounds. Endorsement of Blake in terms of the season.
I think you guys know how we feel about Blake, and you know, we've got a lot of new eyes on Blake, you know, from our new coaching staff, and I've gotten good feedback from those guys, of guys that haven't been around who don't have anything vested in the kid, and we still think he's 23 years old, and we still think he's got a lot of room to improve. So
great.
Thanks.
Cool.
Thanks, Dave.
See you tomorrow.
Thank you. We'll have Dewan on the conference call.
Any chance
for Stad Dick?
Dave Caldwell with a reaction after Smoot is a selection in the third round. Let's get a quick thought on just the day in general here. Fournette arrives in Jacksonville today with all the fanfare that comes with a first-round pick. Then they get him a guy up front, Cam Robinson, to play tackle. Maybe some guard. We'll see what happens in that position. He's going to compete there. And then Smoot to fill out some depth on the defensive line. Pretty solid three rounds here.
Added tough guy at running back, big tough guy at line. And then it's interesting what Dave said there. Smoot is more of a, I don't want to say strong side, because they're kind of going away from the strong side Leo thing. But he's a guy who's going to be over on Calais Campbell's side. So it's sort of, to me, very much clarifies that it's Yannick and Dante over on that pass rushing end. And they want to come at you in waves. So you went big running back, big tackle, and let's get more pass rush. I think if most people had said, what are your first three picks going to be? Outside the people who maybe want a quarterback, they would have thought that had been the three.
If you wanted to know the influence of Tom Coughlin, you have it right here. And I'm not talking about Fournette. That's obvious. Mm-hmm. Offensive line, defensive line. And that, by the way, happens to be the philosophy of Doug Marrone as well.
And they said it the first day they talked to the media here.
So when you look at the overall functioning mechanism of what they've got on the football side of the building over here, it sure seems like they are in lockstep right now.
They want to be tough, JP, so I think we'll all fit right in.
Apparently so, yeah. And I think the first three picks have said that. Coming up shortly on Jaguars.com and Periscope, the conference call with Smoot, the third-round pick out of the University of Illinois. That'll do it for our coverage for now. If the Jags jump back in, we'll jump back in as well. DeJuan Smoot is the pick in the third round for the Jaguars, 68th overall.